This is KUT. Pregnant women are among the large number of people without health insurance in Texas. That's part of the reason behind a project led by UT's Dell Medical School aimed at changing the way women in Travis County get prenatal care. KUT's Ashley Lopez explains.
Dr. Veronica Gonzalez at Community Care in East Austin is running through a list of questions with her patient who recently found out she was pregnant.
And you said you found out you were pregnant when again?
Like around March 16th, right?
Okay. And what tipped you off to knowing you might be pregnant?
Actually, I didn't know. I thought I was just crazy sick.
This whole interaction is part of a redesign of how some clinics deliver prenatal care to women in Travis County, particularly uninsured or underinsured women. Dr. Ashley Shakroon is a local OBGYN and assistant professor at UT's forthcoming Dell Medical School.
In the old model, they saw an OB/GYN provider once during their pregnancy towards the beginning of the third trimester. Now they see us for their initial OB visit, and then again between 33 and 35 weeks.
Shakroon says getting women health care earlier solves a lot of problems. For one, it lets doctors assess early on how risky a woman's pregnancy is likely to be. For high-risk pregnancies, they'll be able to triage and closely monitor a woman from pretty close to the beginning. And then there's the kind of obvious stuff. Back at the exam room where Dr. Gonzalez is talking to her patient, she gets to talk about issues that have come up early in her patient's pregnancy. In this case, some bad morning sickness.
And have you noticed any weight loss?
Yes.
How much do you
know? I'm gonna say like 5 pounds.
You think you lost 5 pounds?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely not the goal during pregnancy. So we can kind of talk about tips on like what you can do to make sure that you're getting enough nutrition both for you and for the baby.
Texas has the highest number of uninsured people in the country, and Travis County is not an exception. A large number of pregnant women get help through Medicaid. But Terry Sabella with Community Care here in Austin explains there are still many women who don't.
So I think what Dr. Shakroon's team has done in working with us here at Community Care and redesigning women's health services is try to make sure that the standard of care for these services applies to all women, regardless of their ability to pay.
By the time an uninsured woman sees a doctor, they may have been pregnant for a while. Dr. Shakroon says sometimes patients will come in with untreated illnesses like diabetes.
We do see a lot of women that are higher risk pregnancy because they fall out of the healthcare system between pregnancies.
The collaboration is also tackling the issue of decentralizing all these prenatal care services. Low-income women used to have to go downtown for a lot of care, but now these services are getting dispersed to clinics farther away from Austin's urban core. As Austin grows and its urban center becomes less affordable, members of the project say they're working to make sure they are literally meeting people where they're at. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.